Ephesians chapter 2, we will read verse 10. I quoted that scripture so many times, the youth used to think that I wrote that, but I didn't. Hallelujah. I like to read it to you in Amplified Bible, because it helps us to understand more. Amplified Bible of Ephesians 2 verse 10, it says, "For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He, God, prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live." Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I want to talk to you briefly tonight about walking with God. Walking with God. Amen. How's your walk with God? How is your walk with God? Because that's everything. Amen. In order to experience and be a part of what God is doing for this era and this day, you have to have a walk with God. A believer that does not have a walk with God will always act strange when it comes to the things of God. And he will always act like a stranger to the blessing and to the flow of the Spirit. Amen? See, sometimes we confuse going to church with having a walk with God. Are you with me? You know, you can go to church and not have a walk with God. Amen. You know, to walk with God, you have to learn to live out of your spirit. Live life out of your spirit, not out of your minds. Amen. Remember Romans chapter 8 verse 1. Let's go there. Praise God. Romans 8 verse 1. How many new creations do we have in the house tonight? Hallelujah. Romans 8 1, it says, "Therefore, There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." I always like to say one and then the next one. Number two, "who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Amen. When you came into Christ, all the judgment, condemnation, there's no restriction in your life today. You're not restricted from the blessing. You are no longer restricted from the covenant. You have free access. You know, when I read that scripture, what I get is that you have the right to live like you were never broke. You have the right to live like you were never sick. You have the right to live like you were never without God. Amen. Because judgment was no longer over your head. Amen. Who are in Christ Jesus. Remember in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation." But it goes on to give us another clue here. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So it is important that we recognize that part so that we can enjoy all this massive, 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 massive wealth and blessings that are laid up for us. Amen. You know, true progress in any believer's life begins when we learn to live out of our spirit. That's when you start recording progress. That's when God starts to record progress for you. When you start to live life out of your spirit, because that's where victory is. Everything that will cause you to be successful in life is in your spirit. All the answers you will ever need is in your spirit. Proverbs 25 says that counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. I like to call it answers, resources. In the heart of man is like deep waters, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Until we learn to live our life out of our new creation, we will be ordinary. Amen. And who needs an ordinary Christian? Amen. Who needs an ordinary Christian? Well, I just, you know, sometimes I say, if I have to live like everybody else, then why am I a Christian? Come on. You know, the Christian life is a life that God prepared. Yes.
The life he's responsible for. And my job is to cooperate with him. And the way we cooperate with God is to live out of our spirit. Amen. You know, there's a timeline for your life. You know, like we do with children, you say, okay, when they get to a certain age, you expect certain things out of them. Okay, they're walking now. They can do this. There's a timeline for your life. You don't have the whole time to waste. There's a timeline. Amen. There's a time schedule for your spiritual growth. Amen. There's timeline for you to grow spiritually. Okay, you have been hearing this word to this point. Okay, you are to be making this progress. You are to be making this movement. That's why the Apostle Paul said in Hebrews 5:12, he says, you know, for when you ought to be teachers, you needn't that anyone teach you. Well, that tells us there's timeline for all of us. We're supposed to be growing and making progress. Why? So we can see the reason why we are here. Amen. Very important. Glory to God. We're supposed to be growing in our walk with God. Amen. What would you pass on to your children as heritage? Have you ever thought about that? What would you pass on? Because you see, that's what God is looking for. Everything that God does is generational minded. Because he's not looking for it to end with you. He's looking to continue. That's why Abraham had a good relationship with God. Because God said, for I know that he will train up his children. You know, what is he looking? To continue. If you stopped right now, what have you delivered? See, that's why we don't have time to waste. Amen. The greatest heritage you will ever leave for your children is a heritage of faith. A heritage of a man or a woman who walked with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Who saw things that ordinary people didn't see. Hallelujah. Would your children be able to tell stories about how you walked with God? Would anybody be able to tell stories about how you walked with God? You know, you don't have to be in the pulpit to walk with God. You are demanded or commanded to walk with God as a new creation. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes when we talk about walking with God, people instantly start thinking, okay, well, I'm not in the fivefold ministry. No, you are called to walk with God. Remember, the Bible said that in that day, he will come, he will become our father, we'll be his children, he will walk among us. He will dwell among us. He will walk among us. Are you walking with him? Hallelujah. I believe it was on December 26th. I was praying, believing God for the new year coming up. And the Spirit of God said to me, this year coming up is going to be a year of great advancement. And then I heard those that are over me and the Lord repeat the same thing, saying it's going to be a big one. It's going to be, you know, wonderful things. Amen. But this is something he said to me. He said, a major key to making great advancement this year is learning to live out of your spirit. Yes. Learning to live out of your spirit. Did you notice that when we struggle, it means that we are not in full contact of what's inside. Yeah. When we struggle, we're not in full contact of what's inside, because inside or answers. Amen. Glory to God. Living on the inside of you is everything that your life is yearning for. Because you were created with those, I like to call it hard drive. Heavenly hard drive. Are you connected to your hard drive? Amen. Or are you sitting there clicking on the monitor? You know, looking at the different icons and getting frustrated that things are not showing up. Check the connection. Check your cable. Make sure you're connected to your hard drive. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Right on the inside of you is everything that will make you great. Bible, God told Abraham, I will bless you and make your name great. Make you a blessing. Well, if you be Christ, you're Abraham's seed. and heirs according to the promise. So you are a legal candidate for that promise. Amen. But in order to enjoy it, you have to live out of your spirit. Right inside your spirit too is the very witness that testifies of your redemption. How many of you would like a witness? Somebody walking with you all the time, say, I testify, he's a good man. She's a good woman. She got everything she needs. He has everything he needs. How would you like to have a spokesman for you? Huh? Following you everywhere you go. Guess what? You got one. He's called a mighty Holy Spirit. Dwelling on the inside of you. Giving you accurate information. Accurate information. Remember in Romans 8 it says, for the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit. Not your head, not your mind. It bears witness with our spirit. So if you're living life not conscious of your spirit, you're missing out. Amen. You're missing out. The Lord said this to me a while back. He said, as a believer, if you know anyone else more than you know the Holy Spirit, you are probably living without most of the help that's available to you. I thought, well, say that again in a different language. You know how you're convicted and you're going, ah. Some of us sometimes we switch to tongues. Yeah. We have to pay attention. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. Right inside of you are those things you're looking for. Yeah. What makes you great is not outside. Right. It's inside. Right. If it's not inside, then God lied to us. Would he lie? Absolutely not. God's not a man that he will lie. He said that he has prepared a wonderful life for us. Yeah. He has prearranged it, yeah. Color-coded it, yeah. With timelines, yeah. In place. Yeah. Yeah. I can see where Miss Trisha got that color-coding skill from. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Everything's color-coded. Just why? Because he's a good God. He prepares. Yeah. He prepares. Yeah. He prepares. Yeah. But are you in a place to recognize it? Are you in a place to receive it? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Do you know that saying, I don't know, is not an allowed excuse in the presence of God? What? I don't know. That's not allowed. Because he will tell you that it is given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. He's like, where were you then? Amen. Glory to God. Bible tells us that in Proverbs 20, 27, it says that the spirit of man, you've heard all this before. I'm here to water what dad's been preaching and mom's been preaching. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Providing you with all those answers that you've been scratching your head for and couldn't find. Amen. Your spirit is the greatest search engine ever known to man. It's in there. It's in there. It's in there. You see, if you're not convinced that it's in there, then you're on the wrong path. Amen. It's in you. The greatest revelation I received from the Lord was that everything I need is inside. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. And you can reach in and draw it out. Draw it out. Draw it out. Oh, draw it out. The more you draw it out, the more you see. Well, I don't see it. Well, draw it out. Draw it out. Amen. You're the only one with the paintbrush that will paint your life to look like you want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, like I told you, I just have a very brief one tonight. Praise God. Let's go over some keys. How about keys to living out of your spirit?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let's just, you've heard these keys before, but we'll say it again. How many of you know faith comes by hearing? Not heard, hearing. You see, when you stop hearing, you cease to be in faith.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So one of the keys to maintaining or living out of your spirit is maintaining eye contact with the Word of God. Maintaining eye contact, not memory contact, eye contact with the Word of God. Have you ever noticed that if you're driving and you take your eyes off of the road, that the steering wheel tends to go where you were looking at? Amen. Maintain eye contact with the Word of God. Amen. It's important. Take time to meditate on the Word of God. Take time to meditate. You know, services are times when the Spirit of God, through the anointing on pastors, will hand out blueprints. Blueprints. That's what services are for. When pastors get up here and they're preaching under the Spirit and they're teaching under the anointing, they're giving you blueprints. 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 But if you never meditate on those blueprints so that you can observe to do them or to build them, it will not matter that you had them. And you will become vulnerable to the flow of the world. Amen. And remember what Jesus said, they that hear my word and do them. I will liken that man to a wise person who builds. So what do you build with? With what you heard. Amen. So what you're hearing is your blueprint. So if you ignore your blueprint, you will build with wrong material.
Yes. Yes.
And the flow of the world will leave a mark on your life.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You don't want that mark.
No.
You don't want that mark. Praise God. Amen. So we should be people that are always looking at the Word. Look at the Word. You know you can get high off of the Word. Just looking at the Word. Woo! Woo! That's me. That's me. That's what I do. You run into some spots. You're looking at the Word. That's me. Sometimes you feel like the Word just opened up and you went inside.
Amen.
See, to the believer that acts on the Word of God, whenever you act on the Word of God, you have entered your safest place. Safest place. It's your strong tower.
Yes.
You get into that Word, you be like, come on, I double dog dare you, devil, touch me.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because the Word you are acting on will not only provide for you, but it will defend you.
Yes.
Remember the Israelites, you know, God led them out of Egypt and he led them by the pillar of fire at night. And the Bible said that fire, that pillar of fire provided to the children of God warmth and comfort. But on the other side, it troubled the Egyptians. It's important that we, you know, take on the Word of God. Look at it. Look at it. Amen. Look at it. Get happy over it. Hallelujah. Look at the Word. It is intoxicating.
Yes.
I mean, you're like, whoa, whoa. Somebody say, I don't feel that way. Keep going.
Yes.
Keep going till you feel that way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Something else, another key to living out of your spirit is be full of the Spirit. Stay full of the Spirit. Amen. Don't just put a little in your tank and you wait till it's almost out and then you try to, you know, put up what? Practice filling up all the way. Fill up all the way. You know, some people are okay with $5 gas, you know. $10 guy said, it's right there at the water. Okay, that will get me through here and through there. And you know, we come into the things of God with the same mindset. Just enough to get me by. It's not just about you. Amen. So we're to stay full of the Spirit. How do you stay full of the Spirit? Praying in tongues. Speaking to yourselves in hymns, and spiritual songs. Make a melody in your heart unto the Lord. When was the last time you sat down and just speak to yourself, sang to yourself? When was the last time? If I say, when was the last time you complained? All of us would raise our hands. Amen. Speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. Sing unto the Lord to yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Instead of sitting down pulling your hair, just sing to yourself. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's very important. Learn to always respond to the flow of the Spirit. You see, staying full of the Spirit entails learning to respond to the flow of the Spirit. People who have difficulty yielding to the flow of the Spirit have a tough time living out of their spirit. Amen. You see, in church services, we get to practice this. People who have difficulty yielding to that flow have difficulty living life out of their spirit. So we have to be people that learn to respond to the flow of the Spirit. Amen. When the flow of joy comes, it enables you to draw things out of your spirit. You know, some people think, you know, we come to church, we laugh. Ah, it was good. It's if you knew what was happening, you will add your faith to it. Yeah. It won't just be ha 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 anymore. You'll be like, no, this is my life. Yeah. I'm drawing. Yeah. I'm drawing. Yeah. I'm drawing. Yeah. Why? The Bible says with joy, you will draw from the wells of salvation that's inside of you. Yeah. So when you see that flow of joy, you respond. Yeah. You respond. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's how you stay full. Amen. That's how you stay full. Glory to God. Something else that will help you to live out of your spirit is maintain a strong spiritual association. Strong spiritual association. You know, your association, whoever you associate with, can either build you up. It can either build you up or build the awareness of spiritual things in you. It will build your awareness of spiritual things, or it can decrease your awareness of spiritual things. Amen. Have you ever studied math? Two. If you have two positive here and you add one negative to it, guess what? It will no longer be two. That's uppity, right? It will no longer be two. What will it be? One. So if you're fooled by two and your association is in minus one, you are no longer in two. You may think you are in two, but you are not. Why? Just by that knowledge, we know that they are bringing a minus to you, and that association will pull you. Are you with me? Because you see, in your mind, you are on two. But if whoever you are associating with is on minus one, you won't be in two no more. Amen. So it is important that we pay attention to this. Very critical. Amen. It will help. What is your association? Ask yourself, what is my association? Who am I associating? Who's your best friend? The youth in here tonight? Where are the youth? Wave at me. Who's your best friend? Are they adding to your life? Because if they're not adding, they're taking from you. I tell our children, I said, if you're not pulling your friends, they are pulling you by default.
Amen. Come on.
There's nothing cool about not sharing Jesus. I mean, the one who hung on the cross for you, and you tell me you're being cool by being quiet? No. Wrong association will destroy your seed.
Amen.
And parents, we have to pay attention to this. You know, we can't stand before Jesus and say to the Lord, you know, I tried to tell him. That wouldn't fly. He said, I gave you my seed. Can you imagine if Jesus, if God said, well, I tried to tell Jesus to die for y'all, but he changed his mind. No, we have to pay attention to this. The Bible tells us that we no longer belong to ourselves.
Amen.
You don't own yourself.
Right.
Jesus owns you.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe it, then you're going to hell. It's just that simple. You see, you can't say, okay, I'm for God and then I'm for the devil. No, it doesn't work that way. Amen? So we have to watch our associations. By associating with somebody, have you ever asked yourself, what is my purpose? What am I looking to achieve out of this association? If you will ask yourself that question, you will come to revelation quick. Okay, what's my point? What am I looking to get from this fellowship? You see, as children of God, Bible says we are holy people. We are consecrated unto God. We're holy. Holy. We belong to a holy God. So we are to carry ourselves the same way. That's why we don't associate with just anything.
Thank you.
Amen. It affects our productivity.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, people hear this, well, you don't want me to associate with anybody. Well, you want to die? Amen. You see, we have to think soberly.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, we can come there a while, but I trust you got it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Something else that will help you, praise God, to live out of your spirit is staying in love.
Amen.
I was going to write walking in love. The Lord said, no, say to them, staying in love. Because some people walk in love and then they walk out of love. Stay in love. Amen. Amen. Don't just walk in love. Live a life of love. Amen. You see, when you're full of the Spirit, it is hard to offend you. Because to be full of the Spirit is to be full of love. Because you remember, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love. That's what we have. So when we're full of love, we're full of the Spirit. You can be full of the Spirit and not be full of love. Impossible. You got me? Impossible. If you're not full of love, it means you're not full of the Spirit. Just simple. Just tell the truth. Get back and be filled with the Spirit. And then give us some love. Amen.
Amen.
It's simple. We make it so complicated because we're trying to decorate our unbelief. Amen. Just be filled with the Spirit.
Yes,
amen. When you're filled with the Spirit, you have love. You're filled with love.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
The next one will go with this real good. Oh, glory to God. Something else that will help you live life out of your spirit is stop talking about how you feel. That's what the heathens do. Because they are spiritually dead. So their whole life depends on their feelings. But that's not you. You are alive unto God. Stop talking about how you feel. I feel like this. I feel like this. I feel like this. Amen.
Amen.
Stop talking about how you feel. Because as long as you talk about how you feel, you will always suppress your spirit. Amen. You will always suppress your spirit. And when you do, you don't have access to what has been rightly made yours. Amen. So take the time and talk about what you have in your spirit. Talk about who you are. Don't talk about what you feel. Feelings will come and go. Amen. Feelings will come and go. But if you build your life based on talking about how you feel, you'll never come out. That's how people go from one feeling to another. They're always looking to feel something. You feel offended? I'm offended. You feel it? You feel it? I feel hurt. I feel hurt. Stop the feeling. I feel hurt. Did you notice that if you're always feeling hurt, that's a sign for you to make some changes. I'm always hurt. What are you doing getting hurt? Stop feeling hurt. Amen. I decided years ago that I don't feel hurt no more. Amen. Someone said, you feel it? No, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. What? Because I train myself and continue to train myself. I don't feel nothing. Someone said, you hear that? No, I didn't hear it. In Nigeria, we said, no. Amen. No, hear nothing. You see, this is something that will help you. If you train yourself to talk about how you feel, your ears will always be looking for to hear something. And the enemy will feed that. It will make sure to feed you with something that will stir your feelings. But the Bible didn't say stir your feelings. It says stir the gift that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Something else that will help you live life out of your spirit is have a spirit of faith about you.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4 verse 13 said, we have in the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Have a spirit of faith about you. There are two major areas that your faith should always be active in. One, for your life. Two, for your local church.
Amen.
Two major areas. If you can get it active in these two areas, everything else is just going to work out. Amen. The local church, because the plan that God will have you play in your life will begin in the local church. So if your faith is not active for your local church, you have automatically shortchanged your life. You have actually short-circuited the flow that God has for you. Because it's in the local church that some of the things that God has for your life is revealed. That's why you should have faith for your local church.
Amen.
Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior, discovered the plan that God has for him in the local church. So if he didn't have faith for the local church, he wouldn't have discovered it. How did we know that he had faith for the local church? Because he had the custom of going there. Bible says, as his custom was, in Luke chapter 4, verse 16, as his custom was, they hand him a book, he reads. He was always on time. And he had a smile. He didn't throw the book back at the rabbi. Hallelujah. Amen. Like, you know what I mean by that? He didn't throw the book back at the rabbi. The way you look, your countenance could be doing the same thing. You show up for the local church. I'm here again. I've been doing this. This is getting me tired. Really? That's you throw. If Jesus did that, you wouldn't have salvation. Hallelujah. You see, this is how the enemy trips a lot of people up.
That's right.
I'm tired. I'm always serving. I'm tired. I'm always this. What about if Jesus stood on that cross and said, you know what? This is enough. I had enough. I'm stepping down off of this. Let them die. Where would you be? Where would you be? It's important when those things begin to show up, you know what that is saying? Your faith for the local church is no longer active. When you see that happening, it means the light is showing. Refill. Go fill up. Amen. When you begin to sense, okay, this is work, this is that, it means your faith is no longer active. It means it is no longer at an approved level. It's gone to a dangerous level. And there's a fix for it. Just go back in, fill up, get excited. Get excited. Amen. Get excited. Get excited. I love to watch my wife and Chibi sometimes. Chibi will do something and will come like, and she stops and says, I want you to fix your face. And he's standing there looking. I said, fix your face now. And he goes, and she wouldn't let him go until he starts smiling. And by the time you know it, he's smiling. It's fine. It's easy fix. So the next time you sense you being weighted down, I'm doing this because, just fix your faith. Not face this time, faith. Fix your faith. Fix your faith. Fix your faith. Amen. Done. I was reading that scripture one time. The Lord said it to me this way because it helps me where we are. Glory to God. You remember the scripture that says, I long to see your face, that I may perfect that which is lacking in your faith. I was reading it one time, and the Lord said, read it this way, I long to see your faith, that I may fill up the potholes in your faith. You know, in Nigeria, there's lots of potholes. I can relate to that. Amen. Are you listening? A lot of believers have potholes in their faith. That's why they go, it hurts. Everything hurts. Everything, I'm hurt. No, you don't care about me. You know, whenever your faith is low, you turn the attention on you. Whenever your faith is low, you become the center of the attention. But faith is to trust Him, not you. Amen. So it's important for us to do that. Have a spirit of faith about you. People who have spirit of faith, they make a decision and it's final. And then they defend it. The easiest thing to do is be a part of a local church. But the most productive thing you will ever do after that is to maintain your place. Maintain your place. Maintain your place. Bible said that the enemy, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. How does he devour? By separating. You see, sometimes people say, oh, this one just gave up. It didn't start last night. Sometimes we act surprised. No, it didn't start. It starts with a seed. It started somewhere where the faith is no longer maintained. You know, you can be present and be faithless. You can be present and be faithless. Yeah. How? You know, because you can show up without bringing a supply of faith. I was preaching one time in Nigeria. There was somebody who knows several governors was in the meeting, and he brought a friend. And he was doing something, I think, and had us come for that. So we came, and the person that was in the service that day saw me. Pastor, I tell you what, that message you preach, I still remember it. And I'm okay. What message? He said, you remember how you talked about the walking stick that came to that meeting that was present but didn't leave with anything that was said in the meeting? I said, good. You remember. Because I gave an instance where you could take a walking cane to a meeting. They're present, but they couldn't tell you what was said in the meeting. There was no supply from the meeting. So I tell our people, don't be a walking stick. You know, be present. No supply. You're just there occupying a space. One with a spirit of faith is not satisfied being on the sidelines. One with a spirit of faith is not, he has to participate. Have you ever had a game of somebody that plays and he's on the sideline going, coach, put me in. Coach, put me in. Coach, put me in. Put me in. Put me in. One with a spirit of faith is not satisfied being on the sidelines. He has to participate. He has to participate. So have a spirit of faith about you. Have a spirit of faith about you. You see, not, it won't just be a blessing to you, it will be a blessing to other people. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Be a part of those that are calling things that be not as though they were. Yeah. Have you ever read Numbers? That's what happened to the Israelites. Joshua and Caleb, they sent 12 spies. My favorite story. I think I preached that story. For some reason, there's a way to bring that story into every sermon. Joshua and Caleb were among the 12 spies that were sent to survey the promised land. So they went in there, they checked it out. They said, yeah, the land that you sent us to was good. Here's the fruit of it. Nevertheless, there were giants in the land. But two of them, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a different report. And the Bible said that God said that they had a different spirit about them. And that's what we're talking about, having a spirit of faith. What did they do? Woo! Would you like to find out? They believed what God said. Huh? And when opposition came, they stood up. Not just for what God said, but for their man of God. They stood up for their pastors, Moses. Because you see, the 10 were rallying the rest of the people. Ah, the giants in the land. Y'all gonna die, y'all. Y'all gonna die. Don't you go there. Y'all gonna die. Y'all gonna die. If you go through that, the giants, man, they gonna fry you. And Joshua and Caleb said, hey! Wait, we saw this land?
Yes, sir.
The Lord said that land belongs to us. Amen. They're number bread for us. Amen. Not just bread, hot, warm bread. Hallelujah. They're bread for us.
Yes, sir.
And they say, no. You know, some of you, listen to me. Listen to me. Some of you are going to behold some beautiful bird coming through this place. So you might as well add your word to it now. Are you with me? There's a beautiful bird coming. It's called Cessna 421C. It shall come.
Amen.
How many of you have been to Africa? How many have not been to Africa? Look at that. Do you know that heaven records you as being there, having gone there, because you participated? in the book of God, they count all the people that went to Africa. You see all of this, like, I don't remember seeing them there. I don't remember seeing, we were only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that went. But heaven has it recorded that you went.
Sir.
Why? Because your supply was sent.
Yes, sir.
What am I saying? Be one with a spirit of faith. Call, be a part of those calling things that be not as though they were. Because that's what Joshua and Caleb did. One with a spirit of faith will not let the words of their pastors fall to the ground. Remember when Joshua and Caleb addressed the Israelites, they addressed them in front of Moses. So that when Moses looked at them, he was like, yeah, yeah. Tell them, tell them, tell them. Hallelujah. You see, that's having a spirit of faith. Joshua and Caleb, to them, it was no longer God said. It was Moses too, because if you read that account, they were addressing the people before God and Moses.
Yeah.
It's time we catch fire.
Yeah.
I said, it's time we catch fire.
Yeah.
It's time we catch fire.
Yeah.
It's time we catch fire.
Yeah.
I said, it's time we catch fire.
Yeah.
It's time we catch fire.
Yeah.
It's time we catch fire. It's time we catch fire. Hallelujah. How far are you willing to go? How far would you dare to go? Sit down a moment, please. Very critical. We are at a critical time. In the body of Christ. God is counting on you. God is counting on you. You see, sometimes people get so goofy easily, they think it's about a man or a woman. But it's about the plan of God. You realize, I didn't know this man before. I've never met him in my life. But God said, that's your man of God, follow him. Didn't know who he was. Just God said to me, that's your man of God, follow him. I said, yes, sir. If that's what you say, that's what we'll do. You see, so for somebody to say, oh, well, you just, it's like you don't understand. When we make spiritual things, natural things, we lose our grip on reality. When we look at spiritual things the way we look at natural things, we lose our grip on reality and we lose our grip on our dominion on the earth. Very important. Instead of sitting and analyzing things, be a part that calls things that be not as though they were. You may not understand it. The Bible didn't say you have to understand everything. The Bible just said, if he that believe it shall speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just speak.
Just speak.
Before you ate that big old cheeseburger, did you sit down and say, okay, well, it's going to go through my mouth. And then it's going to chew it down. And then it goes through my trachea or whatever you call it. And did you sit down and analyze that? You know it works when you eat it. So you eat it, right? See? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
See, same way with the things of God. God's not calling you for analysis. He's calling for your supply of the Spirit. Your supply of the Spirit. Supply of the Spirit. Supply of the Spirit. Supply of the Spirit. One with the spirit of faith always has a supply. Always has a supply. And he doesn't remind you about his supply. Because sometimes we miss the reward on our supply by talking about how we supply. You know how I did this, how I did this, how I, I did this, you know, I took care of this. This came up and I took care of this. I took care of that. You do that, you lose your reward. It becomes a trap that the enemy will use to get you offended later. Because the attention is on I. So it's going to run it back through the circle again. Because whenever you no longer see I, it becomes a trap. Amen. It's important to recognize this, and so that as a family, we can just go all the way. Amen. Take it all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Broken ankle. Where are you? Broken ankle. It hurt. Broken ankle. Broken ankle. Anybody? Broken ankle. Is it sprained or whatever it is? Broken ankle. Anybody? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Keep listening. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Have a spirit of faith about you. A spirit of faith about you. See, a spirit of faith is not weekly. It's daily. 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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday's faith will not work for today.
Yes, sir.
Daily.
Yes, sir.
Faith daily.
Amen.
Faith daily.
Yes, sir.
Faith daily. Amen. 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 Faith daily. Faith daily. Faith daily. Faith daily. Amen. Faith daily. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith daily. Faith daily. Faith daily. Faith daily. Amen. It's going to be read of this place, of some extraordinary things that were accomplished. Extraordinary things accomplished. It will be read. It's being read already, but it will be magnified. So be a part of those that's bringing a supply to it. Amen. Be a part of those that bring a supply to it.